Did you know that? Peter talks about a peculiar people. Jesus died to procure a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Peter goes on to say that we're lively stones. We're talking about the people of God. We're not talking about Sunday churchgoers. We're not talking about people that throw God scraps. We're not talking about people that keep false traditions. We're talking about people that are following and seeking the kingdom of God in righteousness, that open the Holy Scriptures. A man just said to me, I read my Bible every day. I asked him if he's obeying it. He said, not really. See, God doesn't care how much you read the Bible. God doesn't care how much you know the Bible. What God really cares about is, do you know Him via the gospel, Christ's death, burial, shed blood, and new life because of your repentance, walking in holiness and obedience as fruit you know Him, and enduring. God wants to know you via the gospel, and then God wants you to obey Him. The Bible is full of forsake your sin and obey. Not just believe, not go to some ritual church service. The pastors and priests are lying to you, telling you God wants you in church on a Sunday or a Saturday. This is a lie made from man and Satan. It's not made from God. God wants His people to live in holiness and righteousness and come out of the world. This is the broad road to destruction you're on today. So we come into the world and into the broad road of destruction to love our neighbor, to remind our neighbor. To remind our neighbor that you have to turn and seek Christ in spirit and truth. You have to be willing to lose your life. You have to be willing to trade everything for the cause of Christ. You have to be willing to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You're not doing that if you live like the world, for the world, about the world. You're not doing that, neighbor. You're living for your flesh. You're living for traditions. You're living for the culture that Satan has designed. Did you know that? Did you know this current world Satan has designed that you're following? The college systems, the culture, the sports, the entertainment, the politics. This is all Satan's culture. It's his kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan is the god of this world. But if you're willing to rebel against Satan and his kingdom, this culture, the world, and you're willing to seek Christ in righteousness and truth, now you can have the hope of eternal life to come. Now you can turn. It's called repentance. Change your mind, change your ways. There's a sad fact in America. I've been talking about it today. Many Americans believe in Jesus Christ. Who is biblically following Him? Who is biblically following Jesus Christ? Very, very few. Just as Jesus said, a puny number of people. Belief will not save you. Even the demons believe and tremble, James says. What saves you? Grace through faith. Guess what? It's not alone. Grace through faith is not alone. It always produces works of holiness, obedience, righteousness, truth, and goodness. I'm standing in front of a couple hundred people here. Does anyone fear God here? Raise your hand if you fear God. Does anyone fear God? I saw one man. One man raised his hand and said he fears God. I saw one other lady out of a couple hundred people. But guess what? If you do fear God, you'll come out of the world. You'll come out of the culture. You'll come out of this pride and vanity. You'll come out of your flesh. You'll come out of every false way. So out of a couple hundred people, one or two fear God, but will they leave this world for the cause of Christ? So we just asked a bunch of people, if you fear God, raise your hand. Only two people raised their hand. And those two people, if you really fear God, you got to come out of the world. You got to come out of the culture. You got to come out of your politics, sports, entertainment, your Sunday church system. The fear of God won't save you unless you obey God because of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection. Ponder that, neighbors. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't fear God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said, don't fear men. Fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. That would be God the Father. Fear Him. Walk in righteousness and obedience, neighbor. We love you, so we tell you the truth. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today. I take a cough drop. Yeah, that was good. I had two people, one woman and a guy. Did you see the guy? Yeah, the guy with the beard. I was preaching to him. I'm like, you could come to the world. And he's like, shaking his head. Like, no, I could fear God and not come out of the world. Yeah, look at their garbage cans. They were like heaped over.
I could take it out for you, but I don't like to touch it.
Yeah. Okay. Gospel good news, warning our neighbor about the wrath of God that's coming. You have to turn and repent. I just asked a couple hundred people lined up here, do they fear God?
No.
Well, then you don't have wisdom, because the Bible says to fear God is the beginning of wisdom. And only two people raised their hand, but guess what? If you fear God and you don't obey Him, it doesn't matter. The wrath of God is coming for you. It's like fearing the police but breaking the law. They're still going to come and get you. So it's loving to tell our neighbor the truth. We're in the last days. Tribulation is coming. He's coming in flaming fire, 2 Thessalonians 1, to destroy those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's not the people that go to church. That's not the people that are of the world. The people that know God and obey the gospel are holy, set apart saints. They're not like the world. They've come out of the world. They walk in holiness. Do you know what holiness is, neighbor? Holiness is to be set apart for the kingdom of God. You're not set apart for the kingdom of God when you live like the world. Racing and awards, this is all vain and foolishness before God. Nobody will care in eternity who won a marathon. Nobody will care who won the Stanley Cup. No one will care who won the Super Bowl. The Packers, no one will care in eternity. It's called living for eternity versus living for your flesh, for pride, for vanity. But you're here, sir. You must be living for the world. It sure looks like you're living for the world. I get a lot of Christians giving the thumbs up, but when I ask them what's the gospel and why are they here, they don't have an answer. Because see, the biblical gospel calls you out of the world. The biblical gospel has Christ shed blood, then your response to it, His resurrection, and how you live based on that. It's not a one-sided thing. Jesus died for your sin, but you're going to die and go to hell unless you repent and turn from your sin and come out of the world. Turn and come out of the world. Come out of every false way. Lose your life for the glorious Savior who created you and shed His blood for you. But how do Americans repay God? They live worldly. They follow idols. They follow sports, politics, vain pride, vanity in their dress, and they become an abomination to God. Did you know dressing in a way that shows off your body is an abomination to God? Did you know that, neighbor? Go read Proverbs 6:17. God shed animal blood to cover mankind, but mankind's rebellious and says, I'm going to dress and live any way I want. God sends Christ, the only Savior. Man says, I'm going to create my own religion. The Father gives us the eternal word, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Man says, I'm going to make up my own translations. And I'm going to make up my own laws and my own ways. Feminization came in the garden and it's still here today. Women leading men, women leading the culture. Now we have rabid issues all over the culture because of Satan getting his grips into the culture. Greed, materialism, sexual perversion, transgenderism.
That's tight.
Not to God, it's not, sir. Well, there's going to come a judgment day, and you won't be able to stand it lest you repent.
God is fake.
God is not fake. God's you're walking on his earth. You're breathing his air. That young man just told me God's fake. You're walking on his earth. You're breathing his air. Your heart works because God designed it. Anybody who believes in evolution is an absolute fool. Evolution is called a theory. You know why? Because they can't scientifically even begin to prove it. It's just a theory. It's not anything close to the truth of science. So don't believe in evolution and Satan's lies. Believe in the one true God who came into the world. And he said in John 8, I am. I am means Jesus is God. He said before Abraham was, I am. So if you're wondering if Jesus claimed to be God, he did. Go read John 8. He's also said in John 14, he is the way, the truth, and the life. You can't know God as you follow the world. You can't know God as you live like the culture. You can't know God as you keep Sunday church traditions. You can't know God as you get involved in vain racing and pride and vanity to win.
Mixed fibers.
It's all, nope, that's Old Testament, sir. That's Old Testament. That has nothing to do with the New Covenant. Read your Bible and study. God gave Israel all those rules. Why? No mixed fibers, don't eat pork, keep the Saturday Sabbath. Why? God was setting a pattern for the Messiah to come. Now the Messiah has come. We don't keep Torah law anymore. But we do keep the New Testament. We do keep the ways laid down by Christ and his apostles. But Americans want to live their own way, and you can. God gives you free will. But guess what? On your death, you're going to be judged and set into weeping and gnashing of teeth. No matter how good you are, no matter what you believe. Because if your belief and your faith doesn't pour out into your life, you're lost and set for the wrath of God. People living their life for the vanity of the culture. Politics, sports, entertainment, pride, vanity. I know, I used to be a bodybuilder. Nothing more prideful and vain than the ways of this culture. You're wasting your life, sir. You are. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You're wasting your life on that which is going to perish. Apostle Paul said physical exercise is of little avail. On judgment day, nobody's going to care what you ran the marathon in. I don't care if you did it in under 2 hours. No one's going to care. No one's going to care if the Packers win or lose the Super Bowl. No one's going to care. The Packers are vain pursuit. The Packers are idolatry. Politics is a waste. Your church systems are full of false traditions that make your worship of God in vain. Why would you waste your life on that which is vanishing away? Why would you waste your life on foolishness? Why not live your life for what Christ has done? He's the creator. He redeemed. You got to come out of the world. Feminism's going to damn your soul, ma'am. You got to come out of the world and lose your life to follow Jesus Christ. It's loving to tell you the truth and warn our neighbor that wrath is coming. Don't trample Jesus' goodness by living your own life. fear God, obey God is the command. Come out of the world, walk in righteousness and holiness. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. That word few means puny in English. A puny number of you are going to find eternal life. Everyone else is going to suffer wrath of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's why I go to tell you the truth, that Americans waste their life on frivolity and racing and politics and foolishness. But Jesus is so much more worthy. Invest your life in that which is eternal, not that which is corruptible. Apostle Peter talks about a day when the elements are going to melt in fervent heat. It sounds like a nuclear meltdown. And everything's going to be burned up and everything's going to be remade. But you won't be remade, but you will be burned up. Because the wrath of God, he's a fire, a consuming fire. He's a jealous God. He's also an angry God against sin. But there is love and mercy and grace that you can find if you'll repent and come out of the world and turn from your carnality and your sin and your worldliness. The church systems are lying to you, telling you you can be a part-time Christian. You can go to church on Sunday and throw God some scraps and then live like the world the rest of the week. Now, one Bible verse teaches that. Now, one Bible verse says you can live in your sin. Now, one Bible verse says keep false traditions like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. No, the Bible says walk in holiness and obedience and goodness and truth and righteousness. So we just travel to these places. We don't take people's money. We support ourselves to stand in the middle of the broad road of destruction and to get our neighbors to ponder their fate. See, the media is not going to tell you, warn you of your fate. The colleges aren't warning of fate. The culture and politics aren't warning you of your fate. The church systems are not warning you of your fate. The newspapers, most all of the internet is not warning you of your fate. What's going to warn you of your fate, neighbor? The eternal word of God. And if you read it, you're going to look at your life and you're going to say, oh my, I'm in great danger before a holy God. I've wasted my life on the foolish things. Vain racing, pride and vanity, education, 401ks, fame, riches. Elon Musk is going to die and suffer the wrath of God in hell unless he repents. All of his money will be for naught. All of his fame will be for naught. And while we're talking about Elon Musk, let's talk about Antichrist. I don't think Elon Musk is the Antichrist, but he is an Antichrist type. And if you ever doubted that one man in the world could rise up and have power and fame and prestige, look at Elon Musk. He's setting the stage for an Antichrist to come. He could be alive on earth already. And America is going to fall under the judgment like the rest of the nations because they've trampled the truth of God, because they're living in sin and idolatry, because they're following false ways. Americans are living like God and his truth and his word doesn't exist.
Dude, people are trying to have a good time here. You're just here.
I'm just preaching. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen.
No, but
we're kind of stuck.
Well, you're kind of stuck and I'm standing here. You shouldn't have probably walked this way. And when the bridge goes down, you can leave. I'm kind of stuck with all the worldliness and the sin here. I can leave.
Yeah, but you could. You can leave right now.
And you can leave right now, too.
That's great. I'm going to leave because I have a...
There you go. And I'm going to preach because I care for my neighbor. Thank you for confirming that.
Freedom of speech, bro.
It is freedom of speech. Thank you. He said it's freedom of speech.
He has freedom of speech from the government, but not from me.
Well, really? You're not going to follow the laws? Well, then call the police and they'll deal with you. I'm totally legal. Go ask the police officer if I'm totally legal, young man.
And I can speak to you.
You can. You have anything to say. I'm here lifting up Jesus Christ and warning people. What do you have to say, young man? Why don't you share?
You're telling people they're going to go to hell.
They are going to go to hell. Unless they repent, they are going to go to hell, sir. See, this is what flesh does to you. See how angry he is? But the Spirit of God lets me love him. I love you, sir, no matter how angry. You punch me and I'll love you. I'll love you no matter what, sir. And that's the problem. See, the flesh leads to the destruction and the wrath of God. But the Spirit leads to life and life eternal. But neighbors, you don't have the Spirit while you're following the pattern of the world. James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God. See, I'm only here. I'm no better than you. I'm no better. I was the most wicked person you could imagine. But I am different. So is my wife. You know why? We repented and the Spirit of God changed us. And we love our neighbors enough. We come back to the broad road of destruction that we were once on. Lavishing in it. I was a sports freak, bodybuilder, football, fishing guy, drunken guy. But we come back to warn you about the destruction. We don't want your money. I don't take people's money. I support myself. I retired early to do this for free. What better could a man do than invest in the kingdom of God? But I would ask you, what are you investing in, neighbor? What is your life invested in? Throwing God a scrap on Sunday? He doesn't want your Sunday church scrap. That's a false tradition. Are you living in righteousness and holiness? The man said, I'm telling people they'll go to hell. The Bible tells you you're going to go to hell. Jesus described hell more than heaven. Did you know that? The Bible says, flee the wrath of God that's coming. So I'm glad I got to talk to you while the bridge was up, so that you could flee your sin, your worldliness. Jesus didn't shed his precious blood so you could live worldly, neighbor, so that you could practice vain pursuits like racing, getting times and awards and favor and honor and glory. The Bible says God alone is to get glory. If you want any glory for your life, you're an idolater. 1 Corinthians 6 says, no idolater will inherit the kingdom of God. So ponder that, neighbor. Your pastors and your priests are not telling you the truth. You can't be a part-time Christian. You can't throw God scraps on Sunday morning with some songs and some prayers.
Can I just tell you something? My God is all loving and forgiving.
Actually, your God is loving and forgiving for those who repent. Here. Say your gospel. Thanks for sticking up for the free righteous. We love you. The lady said her God is loving and forgiving. God is only forgiving when you repent and run to Jesus Christ. If you run in the ways of the world, literally today the race you're running, if you run in the ways of the world, you won't get God's forgiveness. See, people twist the Bible out of context. Jesus is the only forgiveness and he calls you out of the world. If you're Jesus, if your Jesus has you like the world, ma'am, you have a fake Jesus that cannot save you. You have to repent, ma'am. You have to open the scriptures and learn about the true Savior. Jesus didn't shed his blood so you could live in pride and vanity and race and waste your life, follow politics, sports, entertainment. That's not why Jesus died. Jesus died to cleanse you of your sin and to make you holy and righteous, neighbor. He's so loving and truthful and good and merciful, but he's also wrath and fire and judgment. Like the police. Here comes one right now. I have to obey the police and they'll be nice to me. If I don't obey the police, they're going to bring their wrath and they're going to bring judgment. That's exactly what's going to happen with God. If you follow God's word, you can get to be a friend of God. But if you follow the world and sin, you're going to get judgment and destruction. And that's what we're here to warn our neighbor about today. The judgment and the destruction is coming. You must turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Thank you for your service, officer. We appreciate you. Unless you lose your life to follow Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life, neighbor. You're wasting your life in vain pursuit. You're wasting your life on that which is corruptible, because the Bible says you're just a vapor. You're just a vapor. You have no eternal value until God assigns eternal value to you. And he can only assign that via Jesus Christ. Then your eternal value is found in Christ. Your eternal value can be found in Christ, but outside of Christ, you're going to get judgment. And so your soul will live eternal, but it will be in weeping and gnashing of teeth. The church services are lying to you. The priests and pastors are lying to you.
Not all.
Yeah, they are. Name one that isn't, sir. Here, take a gospel card and test them.
Not all.
Name one that isn't, sir. Name one denomination that's not full of lies and false traditions. I ask Americans all the time, name me the denomination that's not full of lies and false traditions. No one can offer it. Because they're all full of man-made ways, lies, and vain traditions. That Jesus said in Mark 7, makes your worship of God in vain. If you're living for this world and you keep a bunch of false ways, you're worshiping God in vain on Sunday. God didn't ordain Sunday worship. God didn't ordain Saturday worship. God didn't ordain you live worldly and carnal. God didn't ordain you dress your temple in carnal, prideful, vain ways. God says, cover up your body to be holy. Then you're not holy and you're not going to make the kingdom, young man.
Hey, I will.
You're not going to make the kingdom in your pride and vanity. You're not. You're not because you're not born of God or you're rebellious. Either one puts you outside of the kingdom. So whenever I preach on pride and vanity, Americans are always telling me, oh, no, I get to do this. No, no, no. God hates pride and vanity. It's an abomination like homosexuality. Many street preachers call out homosexuality, and it is a sin. You know what they avoid? They avoid warning you dressing in pride and vanity is also an abomination. Yeah. There's a lot of abominations that God hates that Americans do willfully on and on. So ponder that. Why are you wasting your life, Americans? You're living on borrowed time, and wrath is coming. But Jesus made a narrow way. So we're just here to remind our neighbors about the narrow path of Jesus, and you're walking on the broad road to destruction. What'd you say, sir?
Go gays.
Go gay? I don't know what that means. Is that a rainbow? I love you, sir. You can repent of that, and God will cleanse you. No sexual immorality is going to inherit the kingdom of God. I don't care if it's gay or adulterous, monogamous, or adulterous other affairs. No sexual immorality will inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know why Sodom was judged, Americans? Sodom wasn't judged just because of homosexuality. Have you read the Bible? Sodom was judged because of pride, fullness of bread, and idleness. That sounds just like America. Add on homosexuality, that sounds just like America. Sexual sin, full of bread and pride was Sodom. That's America. God's going to judge America and the world soon. It's coming. The judgment has already started. The judgment of God is already here. How do I know that? Look at the American culture. People don't know if they're women or men. Children are deceived into deciding what their gender is. God decides the gender. People are giving the creature, not the creator, as Romans 1 says, the glory. They're giving the creation the glory. They lift up animals. Pets in America are an idolatrous thing. Sports and hobbies are idolatrous. The way people dress is idolatrous. Their Sunday church services are idolatrous. I'm just warning you, no idolater is going to inherit the kingdom of God. Measure yourself against the measuring stick. You know who the measuring stick is? Jesus Christ. Jesus is the measuring stick of whether you'll get in the kingdom or not. And you'll say, well, he was perfect. Did you know the Bible tells you 30 times to be perfect in the New Testament? The Bible commands that you be perfect. If you're not striving for perfection, you don't know God, you're not striving for the kingdom of God, neighbor. Perfect means complete and mature. Doesn't mean you're never going to fall into sin, make a mistake, choose sin, then repent of it. It means you're complete and mature. But if you're not striving for the kingdom of God and you live for the world, you have no hope. You have to turn and change direction. That's what repent means. Turn and change your direction. Metanoia, changing of the mind, changing of the ways. And when God sees a willing vessel and you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, and you're willing to repent, Acts 5 says God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Have you ever made up your mind to fully obey God? If you haven't, you're not born of God because you don't have the Spirit. Most people decide, I'm going to go to church, put my money in the plate, let the priest or the pastor bless me. None of that is desirous of God. God's looking for the contrite heart that's willing to turn from their sin and their worldliness. No, thank you, man. I gave that up. The Lord brought me out of alcohol and sin and wickedness. I'm not better than you, but I am different and changed. I no longer desire those things. I repented and came out of all worldliness and iniquity. And the big difference between a blood-bought saint is they no longer live in sin. Didn't say they never sin. They no longer live in sin. If I fall into sin, I repent and cleanse myself by the blood of the Lamb. Americans and the churches live in sin, practice sin, keep sin. They glory in sin. And that won't do on Judgment Day. Your life is but a vapor, young man. You're going to have to give account to God one day, and Christ made the way. Unless you repent, you're a lost soul. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Don't listen to the false churches or the culture or politics, pastors, priests. Don't listen to all the new thought. Open the Bible. Get a good translation like the King James and read it, and you're going to see what grave danger you're in. That Jesus talked more about hell than heaven, described hell more than heaven, and he warned, don't go to this place. It's weeping and gnashing of teeth. But if you live like the world, as you are today, you're headed for hell and the kingdom of Satan. Actually, you're already living in the kingdom of Satan. This culture is the kingdom of Satan. It is fun, ma'am, but it's going to lead to your destruction. Fun won't lead you to the kingdom of God. The lady said this is fun. Satan wants to distract you with fun, flesh, frivolity, carnality. But only the righteous will inherit the kingdom of God. Ponder that, neighbors. Ponder your fate before a holy God. Are you living your life for Christ more than anything? Are you studying the scriptures to see that which is approved of God? Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today. Seek his goodness and his grace and his mercy. But the wrath of God is coming. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked.